We'll be turning this evening to Jeremiah 9. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, declares the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you would be with us this evening, that you would help us as we turn our attention to these verses. Lord, you know that there are many things we are tempted to boast in. Lord, we pray that you would help us to stop boasting and boast in you. We thank you that you are a God who is glorious and powerful and awesome and majestic. And we pray that you would help us to see that more clearly and to think of you with greater honor as we look at these verses. In Jesus' name, amen. Muhammad Ali. This is quite the day for sports analogies, apparently. Sports illustrations. I really wasn't alive when Muhammad Ali was a competitive athlete. I'm not really into boxing anyway, but I've heard that he was very good at it. I've also heard that he had a major impact on culture. Before him, maybe not entirely in relation to his example, but before him, it seemed that there was a time where people thought it was kind of poor taste to talk about their own greatness, to comment on their own excellence. But he was particularly known for the comment, the line, I am the greatest. Maybe really it was just an indication that culture was becoming more comfortable with very open boasting. Certainly, if we want to look for boasting today, we can look all over the place. Politicians boast in their influence and their accomplishments, sometimes in their wealth. Athletes boast about their skills, sometimes even ones not quite as accomplished as Muhammad Ali was. Influencers boast in their followers. Students boast about their grades. Sometimes they boast about their lack of studying. Different ways you can boast as a student. We can boast about our hobbies. We can boast about our purchases. Often on social media, it seems that one main motivation is boasting about anything, vacation, a meal that really came together, accomplishments. Now, my goal isn't to blame all of this on Muhammad Ali, you know, particularly. I think there was a time in our culture when open boasting was frowned upon. But there's always been boasting in the human heart. We see boasting sculpted on the monuments of ancient civilizations. James 3, verse 5 says, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Our desire to boast says a lot about us. What we want to be admired. We want to be worshipped. Well, those couple of verses that we read from Jeremiah are pointing at this boasting. And really, those verses come with two really stark commands. The first one is don't boast. It's the first command. And the second command is boast. Seems a little paradoxical at first. But the goal of these verses is not just silence. It's not just make sure you stop bragging. The goal is a joyful boasting in God. So we're going to look at both of those commands. First, don't boast. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his strength. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. Now, in one way of thinking, those commands by Jeremiah seem kind of ridiculous. I mean, what else would a wise man boast in than in his wisdom? I'm not going to have the wise man boasting in his riches. I'm not going to have the rich man boasting in his strength. All of us want to boast about whatever it is we are good at. And we all tend to think that that's the most important thing. I mean, the person who has a great education, well, they see that as their strength. You know, boast about that. Person who has wealth, what do I have going for me? What sets me apart? Well, they think, my wealth, money, that's what I have to boast about. Even those who don't have a lot, you know, they can boast about their common sense. Overeducated people, they can't get anything done. Wealthy people are too full of themselves, but I'm just, you know, down to earth, common sense kind of person. You think it's a coincidence that we think we have the thing that is best? Well, we work for what we think is important. If you think strength is really important, maybe you really work out and then boast about that. But it seems to really show our hearts whatever distinction we might possibly have. Boast about that. Whatever sliver of distinction we can claim, we'll say, ooh, that's me. Have you seen this? Often the boasting that we see in young people is extremely obvious. You think of young children and their boasting, we recognize they don't know how to hide it as well as others do. Some of that sports boasting, we're the best. It's very in your face. Often if I'm walking around school early in the morning, I can hear kids of a certain age, and it seems that all their conversation is boasting. I mean, sometimes it is even boasting about different things at the same time. It's not really a conversation. It's one boast, I did this. Well, I did this. Oh, yeah, well, I got this for Christmas. Well, I got this. It's the entire conversation that's happening. As older people, we know how to hide our boasting a little bit more. But maybe you've had the experience of, you know, artfully bringing up a topic upon which you are particularly well informed. Maybe you know how it feels when that topic comes up and you think, oh, well, I'm going to look good in this conversation. Sometimes our homes can be a boast, a subtle material indications of success that we pursue. We know the sense we get when we feel that people are admiring us, and we like how that feels. I think that satisfaction reveals that there's still boasting in our hearts. And Jeremiah comes to us in a very straightforward way. Don't boast. I'd encourage you to take this to heart. Think about this coming week. What are the times that you're going to be tempted to boast? Sometimes we don't get the opportunity in a conversation, but we wish we would have. Think about how those impulses might lead to boasting, and put an end to that kind of self-promotion. But again, Jeremiah doesn't just tell us, stop boasting, be silent. He tells us, boast in the Lord. Look at verse 24 again. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands, knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. He says, don't boast in yourself, but boast in the Lord. Let him boast that he understands and knows me. Now, does this mean don't boast in your money and your accomplishments, but boast in your theological knowledge? No, I don't think Jeremiah is saying boast in, you know, theological degrees, boast in the numbers of books you've read on good topics. He's calling us to value knowing God. How is boasting in our knowledge of God different than boasting in our riches or our wisdom or our strength? Well, those things, our riches, our wisdom, our strength, we think of those as ours, as indications of our greatness or our wisdom, our good qualities. Is the knowledge of God ours in that way? Well, we might work for it, perhaps, but really, we receive it from God. Do I boast to anyone because I really know my Father? Well, that's not really something to boast about. It's not like it's something that I've accomplished, you know, knowing my dad really well. Yes, it is mutual, but really, it comes from him opening up to me. Our boasting of knowing God is a boasting of his kindness and mercy in revealing himself. And that's what the rest of this boasting in verse 24 is as well. Let him boast that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. Boast that I'm a God who delights in those kinds of things. Really, this is a boasting that kind of turns the whole idea of boasting on its head. I'm boasting, not about me, but about my God. He is wonderful. We were made in such a way that boasting about ourselves will never satisfy. It's not like you boast one day and then the next day you're just about to boast and you say, oh, but I did yesterday. Someone admired me yesterday, so I'm satisfied today. No, we always want more of that. We're not made to be satisfied by our own accomplishments. We can be satisfied by boasting in our Lord. boasting in his greatness, bragging about him. So our conclusion today is simply to remember those two commands. Don't boast. We're all tempted to seek our own glory in whatever way we can. But boast in God. Boast that you understand and know him, recognizing that even that knowledge is his gift. May we rejoice this week to boast in our Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God worthy of our boasting. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to do that. We pray that you would give us a strength, even this week, to look for ways that we can boast of you. Maybe in our family devotions, those devotions can become a boasting about God. In our witnessing to others, not so much just a communicating one set message about the gospel, but a boasting of God. Oh Lord, more and more, would you help us to turn from glorifying ourselves, to find our joy and satisfaction in boasting in our Savior. We praise you, Lord. Would you be with us? In Jesus' name, amen.